السلام عليك يا ابن الأئمة الهادين، السلام عليك يا ابن الأوصياء الراشدين، السلام عليك يا إسمة المتقين، السلام عليك يا إمام الفائزين، السلام عليك يا مولاي يا أبا محمد الحسن بن علي الهادي المهتدي ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Our condolences to all the believers all across the world, wherever they are, upon the martyrdom anniversary of the 11th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Hassan ibn Ali al-Askari alayhi salam. The father of Imam al-Askari alayhi salam was the 10th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi al-Naqi alayhi salam. And the mother of the esteemed 11th divinely appointed Imam was the Honorable, the Noble, Lady Salil, also known as Sosan of Al-Nawba. Imam Al-Askari alayhi salam was well known for his generosity to the poor, his courage, his taqwa, his zuhud, his obedience to Allah, his beautiful and profound supplications, his deep worship, his steadfastness in the greatest of trials and tribulations, his charity to the poor and the needy, his protecting the Muslim masses, his complete and absolute command over the various sciences, and of course, his absolute mastery over the Holy Quran and the traditions of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and the Ahlul Bayt, alayhimu salam. The 11th divinely appointed Imam was known as Ibn al-Ridha, literally meaning the son of Ridha, because he was the grandson of the divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salam. But his eminence was also known by the name of Askari, because he lived in the city of Askar, which was known as Surraman Ra, presently known as Samara. Now the city of Samara was known as Askar because it was literally a great army garrison which was built in order to protect the usurping Abbasid regime. The Abbasid caliphs had moved their capital from the city of Baghdad to the city of Samara because the city of Baghdad and other cities were no longer safe for the usurping Abbasid regime due to the various uprisings and revolts which were occurring across the Muslim world against the Abbasid Caliphate, and of course, due to the dissatisfaction overall of the Muslim masses. And so the Abbasids built a new city, a fortress on the banks of the River Tigris, and it was in this very fortress-like city that they placed under arrest Imam Hassan ibn Ali al-Askari alayhi salam. The 11th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Hassan ibn Ali al-Askari alayhi salam, was only a small child when his father, the 10th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali al-Naqi alayhi salam, was summoned by Mutawakkil Abbasi to move from the city of Medina to the city of Samara. And so Imam al-Askari alayhi salam moved with his esteemed father, the 10th divinely appointed Imam, to the city of Samara. And thus, it was in the city of Samara that Imam al-Askari alayhi salam was to face multiple trials and difficulties and tribulations. He was placed in prisons, and wardens were given special orders to torture the infallible and immaculate Imam. But when this proved ineffective, the Abbasid caliphs moved Imam al-Askari alayhi salam and imprisoned him in a part of their palaces in order to keep strict surveillance of the Imam. But soon the Abbasids realized that Imam al-Askari alayhi salam was becoming influential and began to gain support from the different army officers, the agents, and the viziers that were working for the Abbasid governmental establishment. And so in the end, the Abbasid governmental establishment placed Imam al-Askari alayhi salam in house arrest in his own house. It is reported that Imam Hassan ibn Ali al-Askari alayhi salam was imprisoned by multiple Abbasid caliphs, which included Musta'in Abbasi, Mu'taz Abbasi, Muhtadi Abbasi, and Mu'tabid Abbasi, all of whom tried their very best to assassinate and murder Imam al-Askari alayhi salam on multiple occasions. Yet despite this imprisonment, house arrest, and strict surveillance by the Abbasid governmental establishment, we find that Imam Hassan ibn Ali al-Askari alayhi salam led the Sazimane Wikalat, a network of representatives that spanned all across the Islamic world and guided the different political, economic, financial, cultural, and religious affairs of the Muslims, and of course collected the khums and the zakat that was being sent to the Imam of their time. All of this being done under the guidance and leadership of the 11th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Hassan ibn Ali al-Askari alayhi salam. We find in the history books that over 100 companions narrated traditions from the 11th divinely appointed Imam, and they had correspondence with him via letters. This in itself was one of the great jihad tab'eens of the 11th divinely appointed Imam. And yet we find another very interesting jihad tab'een that was conducted by the 11th divinely appointed Imam. And that is how Imam Hassan ibn Ali al-Askari alayhi salam led and was one of the leaders in the opposition to the usurping Abbasid regime. And this can clearly be seen because we find that the 11th divinely appointed Imam openly criticized the Abbasid caliphs for their irreligious ways, their hoarding and stealing and usurping the wealth of the Muslim masses, and their destroying the livelihood and spirituality of the common people. For as history is a witness, we find that the Abbasid Caliphate imposed incredibly heavy taxes upon the Muslims all across the Islamic lands. They were truly hoarding up and stealing all of the wealth of the poor common Muslims, and they were spending it lavishly and extravagantly upon themselves, their palaces, their viziers, their military commanders, their agents, their representatives, and their relatives. All the while, the common Muslim masses all across the Muslim world were suffering from oppression and tyranny and injustice, and they were being tortured and killed and murdered. And so it was Imam Hassan ibn Ali al-Askari alayhi salam who came and protected and fought for the rights of the poor, the downtrodden, and the oppressed masses all across the Islamic world. These Muslim masses who were the direct victims of the carnal desires and the greed of the Abbasid governmental regime. And thus, it was this jihad tab'een of Imam Hassan ibn Ali al-Askari alayhi salam, in opposition to the Abbasid governmental regime, the usurpers and the tyrants of his time, right in the heart of their fortress of tyranny and oppression, which made the Immaculate Imam alayhi salam a very powerful adversary and at the same time a very serious threat to the usurping, hereditary, irreligious Abbasid governmental establishment. And so the Abbasid governmental establishment and Mu'tamid Abbasi embarked upon martyring the Immaculate Imam alayhi salam. And so we find that the 11th divinely appointed Imam was given a deadly poison, and he was martyred while he was only 28 years old. We end this episode with a dua which was recited by Imam Hassan ibn Ali al-Askari alayhi salam, which he recited in his qunut, a dua that opens our hearts and purifies our souls. It gives us the light of hope, and it shows us the true status of evildoers. The dua that the 11th divinely appointed Imam recited is as follows. O you whose light covers darkness, O you by whose holiness rugged mountain passes are lit, O you to whom all the inhabitants of the earth and the heavens submit, O you to whom every insolent tyrant surrenders with obedience, O you the aware of hidden consciences, You are merciful to everything and aware of everything. Forgive those who repent and follow your path. Protect them from the torment of the fire. Give them soon your victory that you have promised them of, and you do not fail the promise. Devastate the people of evil and take them to the worst abode, in the worst punishment and the ugliest retreat. This was CubeSync, syncing you up with reality wherever you are.